Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
Good to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Reminder, Film Week coming up in just a few minutes. We have a lot of movies to talk about with Andy Klein and Christy Lemire. But first, such a pleasure to talk with LA Times columnist Pat Morrison, who so knowledgeable about the British monarchy, as we learned this morning that Prince Philip, who spent more than seven decades supporting his wife, the Queen, in a role that both defined and, you know, affected his life in every possible way, Buckingham Palace announcing he died this morning at the age of 99. Pat, thank you so much for joining us, and I love the picture of you shaking his hand.
Oh, that was quite a visit, Larry, and I met him again a couple of years later, and he must have had very good staff prep because he came up and said, I'd like to tell you all that I spent an hour in the back of a car with this young woman. This was during the course of our interview, which tells you a lot about his sense of humor, and it's that and kind of his brashness and going against the grain that endeared him to the Queen, who was so much a creature of ceremony and habit and ritual.
In fact, we have the photo on our segment page at kpecc.org on the AirTalk page. Please go see it. It's a wonderful photo of Pat Morrison shaking hands with a smiling Prince Philip. Share with us what you think is most notable about his long life.
I think the hardest thing for him and for his wife, and the most remarkable achievement, is that here is a formidable figure, a very strong-willed man, who, in marrying the Queen, gave up a naval career that could have been very successful, and knew that he would have to spend the rest of his life literally three steps behind her in public. So how you construct a personal life and a public life and some semblance of a career in that, in the shadow and the requirements of that, was a pretty remarkable achievement for a man of his temperament.
And what do we know about the nature of their marital relationship and how they related to each other?
Well, unlike modern royal marriages, they were very private about things, and even rumors about some extramarital flings got no response, no comment. And so nobody knows whether there's anything to them or not. The Queen always said and always got a laugh when she referred to my husband and I. She always tried to bring him forth into the limelight and make it clear to the public that although she was the Queen, theirs was a marriage of equal partners.
Well, and this has to be adding yet another extremely difficult emotional event in the Queen's life, of course. Coming out of the family schism that exists right now after we had Harry and Meghan's interview with Oprah Winfrey.
And the couple, the Sussexes, put on their website this notice, in loving memory of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh, thank you for your service, you will be greatly missed, which sounds so impersonal. You think that something like this would be an opportunity to heal family wounds, and maybe it will be, but that certainly didn't seem to be anything about a relationship with a grandfather that had some substantial years and love in it.
Wasn't it Harry who really resented, I think he expressed this, having to walk behind his mother's casket in the funeral procession, and that was at the behest of Prince Philip?
It was Prince Philip. In fact, I covered the funeral and I saw them do that when Harry was, I think, maybe 11 or 12 years old. And Prince Philip said, you know, look, if I go, will you go? And this was making a point of family unity to a public that was angry at the way they thought that the death of Diana had been handled by the royal family. And so to that extent, Prince Harry may now thinking, I was used. I was manipulated. And just to make a point, the royal standard, which always flies over wherever the monarch is flying at the top of the flagpole at Windsor Castle. Even though Philip is dead, the monarch is still in residence and the flag is flying. And unlike what the Queen did, bowing to public pressure to fly it at half staff for the death of Diana, the Princess of Wales.
Pat Morrison, Los Angeles Times columnist, expert on the British royal family, joining us on Air Talk. Pat, Prince Philip also was known for some outrageous comments, and I wonder, you know, some of the things that he said. To what degree did that damage his reputation within the UK or elsewhere, or did people come to sort of accept that he would say inappropriate things at times?
Well, a lot of these were off the record that became on the record. But what originally sounded kind of clever and witty and cheeky and even politically correct over time came to sound offensive. For example, he was talking to British students in China, visiting them in 1986, and he said, "If you stay here much longer, you'll all be slitty-eyed." Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's just hard to believe.
Driving instructor in Scotland, how do you keep the natives off the booze long enough to pass a test? And part of his use to the Queen is that he told her what she needed to hear about herself and other things. But these images in public of a man who was kind of funny and outrageous, over time, they really did become more and more offensive. Because here's a man who, as you said, Larry, he was 99 years old. He was born in 1921. He grew up in a period of post-monarchies, but still very much a colonial period where there was deference to royalty. And for him to say some of these things, even when he did, was a little questionable. But now we look at them and think, these are outrageous and unacceptable. And I think the fact that COVID is keeping this from being a state funeral may be a kind of blessing in disguise, because I don't know what kind of reaction his death might have gotten beyond the circle of monarchists.
Yeah, and I was just going to ask, sort of on balance, how do you think he'll be remembered by British residents and you know, particularly by those who may not be you know, big royalists?
I think because he was so devoted and dedicated to the Queen and to her cause and her interests, that's going to be the first thing that most people remember about him. The secondary matters, how outrageous he could be, will be there, will be important, because it defines who he was as a character, and it helps to define him in his times, too. But the fact that this man undertook a 70-year marriage, 70-plus year marriage, with this woman is something pretty remarkable even in this day and age, I think.
So true. Pat, thank you very much. Good to have you with us again. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Larry.
Pat Morrison, LA Times columnist, expert on the UK royal family, and wonderful photo of Pat shaking hands with Prince Philip on our Air Talk page at kpcc.org. Film Week coming right up.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.